Hey, bro, this shit was there.
Yo, what up, though? This SMO on the fly, man. It's a late night. It's a late night podcast. Very, 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 well, it's early morning now. It's three in the morning, man. So, look.
We do this.
We was riding around Savannah downtown. Honestly, we stopped in one bar where they was doing they was doing like performances. It wasn't really a show, but it was just a lot of people performing their songs. But they were doing like it felt like they was doing every song off their album. Like they took, I want to say, good like an hour and a half or something. Mm-hmm. To do music, like do all that music, and I'm like, man, is anybody else getting on? Because you got, I mean, it's already people that we don't know, yeah. And that, I mean, yeah. We're not trying to knock them, but at the same time, man,
you let someone else go up there.
You really gonna do your whole album, like for real? But yeah, we went up there, didn't really know if I should just start doing interviews on the spot, but next time I will have something.
Nah, fuck that.
We will be bringing something to you.
The thing that we talked about when they were performing is that they're doing the same shit as another nigga doing. Same shit.
Yeah, my man, Rod wanted to, view somebody who's doing something different, and I was like, I can feel that.
Because you know? Why would you want to interview someone that's trying to be like someone that's already there, you know? Like, literally they did a remix to Humble from Kendrick Lamar, right? They literally, the guy used Kendrick Lamar's same verse, he just changed one word or two words to make it fit his. Like, if I wanted to do something different, you know, I mean, why would you use some, you know, use your own, be original, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what art is, be original.
He probably felt like he was, though. You know, some people feel like they paying homage, but also being original at the same time by using somebody else's stuff. But I definitely get what you're saying, you know. But yeah, this is definitely something that we gonna, you know, come back with something different on. But yeah, man, I mean, matter of fact, we did cut off the last podcast and we didn't even tell y'all, you know, anything. But I'm telling y'all now, give us some feedback, you know, some comments. If y'all got questions or y'all want to be on the podcast, definitely let us know. You can send an email to smronthefly@gmail.com. You can also, I think they do comments right there on the podcast, on Anchor.
I believe.
Yeah, so, you know, leave comments, man, anything, you know. I mean, shoot, even if y'all think we a joke, man, just be like, man, y'all a joke, you know what I'm saying? I take that too, you know, anything to help. You say I'm a joke, then we just gonna start, you know, getting more serious. Mm-hmm. Right now, we know we trying to be... What would I say? Free. We try to be free and fun, in right. One of those, you know, in those two terms.
Yeah.
So we're not trying to make it more where it's like, oh, we about to have a seat, talk for 30 minutes, right. And if it don't go for 30 minutes, we got to make it stretch and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
And that's the beauty of Anchor. Anchor gives us the chance to. Anchor gives us the chance to like. Do snippets, you know?
Yeah.
They give us a chance to say what you want to say, record it for how long you want, and you can just add on to it.
Yeah.
Segments and all that shit.
Yeah, but I would definitely like to get other people on here. You know, any artist, or if you got people that, when I guess, you know, it can be in the heat of the moment or whatever, you know what I'm saying? If there's a topic and you just be like, man, is it okay if we can talk about this, you know, with all you guys? And yeah, man, we can definitely have a conversation, because we We good at being like some good deep thinkers and you know, stuff like that, man. So yeah, definitely give us some comments, feedback, you know, everything. Help. It don't matter what it is. So yeah,
true.
But yeah, we went downtown, man, it was pretty good.
Not bad for the weekday.
Yeah, you know, it's a Tuesday. I didn't know it goes down like this on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Especially out here, but you know, it was all right. I ain't do nothing but just shoot pool, drink like two, three
brews.
Yeah, man.
It wasn't no big deal.
And then had to knock it down, finish it off with some water, you know, 2-3 cups of water, balance it out. I think that's what they say, you know.
Don't drink and drive, you know.
But yeah, man, we're not drinking and driving.
No sir, we don't do that. We don't do that. SMR Fly is not responsible if you do all that.
Yeah, I drank water like an hour ahead before we started leaving, so
our body was low key ready for it, you know. He didn't want to drink like that, but you know what? If I'm drinking, my boy is drinking, you know? I didn't want to be the only one drinking because it's kind of like, you know, sad. Being the only nigga drinking and shit, you know? And my nigga drink everything.
And shoot, right now, you know what I'm saying? It's like three, it's three something. And, you know, most people probably expecting us to get a rest in, but ain't no time for rest because we got to maintain our bodies, so we going to the gym, man. I know I'm going to the gym, but, you know.
Of course. Let's be real here, like, that is something else that I noticed after Saturday. Sleep is really for, like, sleep is something you came up with.
Oh, you know what? We actually falling off track a little bit.
Oh, go ahead, man.
This was supposed to be a late night drunk talk.
Oh, yes. About, late night drunk talk.
About flirting and cheating.
Is it the same thing or not?
Is it the same thing?
I personally believe flirting and cheating is not the same thing. Kill me, fucking put me up, crucify me, I don't give a fuck. If I fucking flirt with somebody, I'm doing it for a reason, you know? Say, for example, you know, I take my old lady out to a fucking restaurant. I flirt with the waitress, you know? I'm gonna get fucking something for free, you know? Like, I'm gonna get, like, either, you know, either the sign for free or, like, a fucking discount or, like, you know, refills. You know, you don't take that amount, you know, in account. I feel like cheating is like, in a way, in a sense, putting your dick in somebody else that ain't your old lady. That's what cheating is. You feel me?
Okay.
And females just like, I don't know. I don't know where the line is drawn or like where you cross it. But like, if I ask a lady, you know, at the waitress at the restaurant, like, hey, what's going on? How you doing? You know, good, you know, blah, 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 you know. I don't consider that cheating. I acknowledge that it's flirting and all, but we doing it, you know, to get that discount, you feel me? I don't ever pay full price for anything. That's me, though. That's me. Yeah, you really did, bro.
Oh, we out here.
Oh, boy, we're on 16. Fuck it.
Yeah, I hope everybody had a good day, man. I hope everybody week goes off good. I probably forgot to do a little Monday motivation, but, you know, we're going to get back on it, get to it.
Yeah.
This SMR on the fly, man. This Wes and this Rod.
There you go. What's up?
Definitely
man.
Stay positive. Keep good vibes, man. Even if it's not a good vibe, try to make the most out of it. Cause you know some people feel like they trapped where they at. So
yeah.
always make the good out of it, even when there's something bad coming. And just, you know, stay positive, stay good, stay praised up and believe in whatever you believe in.
Keep your head up. That's really what it is.